Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
Persistent patterns of nature permeate our bodies and our environment, and for the most part go unrecognized by all but the very observant. One ubiquitous design is the dendritic pattern. Dendritic refers to a shape that resembles a branched tree. It is a pattern that is associated with growth or movement. Consider how the main trunk of an oak forks into large limbs that fork again and again into smaller branches and twigs. The pattern continues in the veins of leaves and the vast complex of unseen roots. Our bodies and those of all animals are living assemblages of dendritic patterns. Ever-branching arteries, veins, and capillaries transfer blood through a circulatory system arrayed in dendritic form. Likewise, air passages in the lungs replicate the pattern. And the term dendrite describes the branched projections of neurons that comprise the nervous system. Dendritic patterns are not limited to the biotic world, as they frequent inorganic features as well. The best example involves water moving across a landscape. Imagine a satellite view of the Mississippi River Basin. Large tributaries such as the Ohio, Missouri, Arkansas, and Red Rivers join the Big River at an acute angle. These, in turn, are fed by smaller rivers and bayous, which themselves receive the waters of lesser creeks and streams. An aerial photograph of the system clearly reveals a dendritic pattern. Snowflakes form in dendritic shapes, as does the frost on your windshield, and crystals that grow on sedimentary rocks. One of the most dramatic examples of dendritic patterns is exposed in bolts of lightning. Once the frequency of the pattern throughout the natural world has been recognized, the obvious question is, why is this so, in light of the many other potential patterns that could exist? Mathematicians explain the phenomena with fractals, special sets of numbers that define similarities at various scales. Fractals can reduce complex designs to a basic simplicity. The results are systems that function with the greatest efficiency. Dendritic patterns in plants allow them to maximize sunlight and transfer nutrients up and down most effectively. Likewise, the dendritic patterns in our lungs and vessels move air and blood most efficiently for our well-being, and water moves across topography, taking the path of least resistance in dendritic patterns. Humans, lightning, and oak trees, we are not so different.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.